Gemara says in Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, even though you're not allowed to sell things to a guy that he might use for Avodah Zarah, but you're allowed to sell them a chavila. It says Tana Mikulam Echlem Chavila, Mikam Chavila, Pesha Bidam Besayin Chavila Pchusa Mishloisha Manim. Because if it's a large amount, we don't assume that they're buying it for Avodah Zarah. In fact, Nigmar Veleichash Dilma Azul Mizaman Achinim Makti, but let's be chayshish, maybe he's going to sell, the guy will sell to other people, and then eventually it'll be used for Avodah Zarah. So my answer is, I'm Rabbi, Alifnei Mefakdinen, Alifnei Delifnei Lo Mefakdinen. Gemara says, bring your side, that the Is of Lifnei is only on one Lifnei and not on two Lifnei. So I can't, if I'm selling to a guy who will use it of a desire, that's one Lifnei, that's Lifnei Velisidin Michal. If I'm selling it to a guy who he himself won't use it of a desire, but he's going to sell it to another guy who will use it of a desire, that's Lifnei Delifnei. That's a double Lifnei Iver. I'm being Machshel someone, they'll be Machshel someone else, and that we're not Mitzuvah, and that's not a problem. Lifnei Delifnei Lo Mefakdinen. Tyson asks a kasha from Gemara later on in Daf Tesvav, but the Gemara says over there, Fida Maskana, that a guy, a Yisrael, is not allowed to sell a behema to another Yisrael if that Yisrael is chashed to sell the behemas to a guy, and then he might do malacha with it on Shabbos. And so one Yisrael can't sell behema to a guy because of that chashash of Chil Shabbos. But not only that, the Gemara says, I can't sell it to another Yisrael if that Yisrael is chashed to sell to a guy, because then the Yisrael is going to be machshel, the guy will be nichshel in giving this to a guy who can use it on Shabbos. So Tyson asked a kash over there, and that why is that different than anymore over here? That's the Chari Lifnei de Lifnei. We just said, a Lifnei de Lifnei lo mefakdinan. There's not a problem, Lifnei de Lifnei, only on one Lifnei. Over there, I'm selling it to a Yid who's going to sell it to a guy. That Lachar should be Lifnei de Lifnei. That's the kash of Tyson. And the Lachar, the Tetz of this kash is very simple. It's very mistaber that the Chilk is like this. That Lifnei de Lifnei lo mefakdinan means that I'm allowed to do a double Lifnei. I'm not allowed to be Machshel a guy, but I could cause a guy to be machshel another guy. That's not a problem. Why? Because a guy is not mitzvah in the law of lifnei iver. There's no lifnei iver on guy. A guy is not muzer not to do lifnei iver. He's muzer not to do avodah zara. So if I'm causing a guy to do avodah zara, that's a problem. I'm being machshel a guy. But if I'm causing a guy to be nichshel in lifnei iver, being that he's not mitzvah in lifnei iver, that's no problem. I'm allowed to cause a guy to be nichshel in lifnei iver. And it's not me. I'm not being machshel the second guy in avodah zara, because that's lifnei de lifnei and lifnei de lifnei lo mefakdinan. And therefore, the Gemara says in Daf Yudal that it's mutter. That's talking about a Yid. It's talking about me selling it to a Yid who will sell it to a guy. So even though Klape, the relationship between the guy and me is a Lifnei to Lifnei, but Lagabi, the second Yid, that's Mamash one Lifnei Iver. I'm being Machshel him, and it's a Lifnei Iver. I'm giving something to a Yid, and now he could use to sell to a guy. I'm causing him to be over in Lifnei Iver. That should be one Lifnei Iver. I'm being Machshel him in the Is of Lifnei Iver. And Limele, that's one Lifnei, not two Lifneis, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So that Lechard would be a very Pasha to Tetz to the Kasha of Tysus. The problem is that Tysus doesn't seem to be saying this. It sounds a little bit like he is, but then he goes in a different direction. Tysus says over there like this. He says, Beshlema, the Hasim, my Rebbe Kulchavim, Shayna Muzza Lifnei Iver, the Fikach Enan Ucheshim, Rebbe Kulchavim, Yunkab Lechaver. So Adkan is like, we're saying that Argamar is by a guy who's not Mitzvah Lifnei Iver, so it's not a problem if he sells it to another guy. That's not Lifnei, it's Lifnei to Lifnei. But then he says like this, but over here, the Ma'ir B'Yisrael HaChashad, and Muzharim Shal Yavu Sham Yisrael L'Yitakal Yadenu. But over here, where we're talking about Yisrael HaChashad, we're Muzar Shal Yavu Yisrael Al-Yadei Shum Yisrael L'Yitakal Takal Yadenu. So he says over here, by Yid, we're Makbet that you shouldn't come even L'Yitakal Shum Takala, any Takala, or any Yisrael shouldn't come L'Yitakal Takala. So it's not so clear what he's saying, but he seems to be, the whole Arichas HaLashim sounds like he's saying a different vibe. But over here, by Yisrael, we're Makbid, there shouldn't be any Takala, they should be Yisrael. Why does he need to command to that? Why does he need that Arichas? Why can't he just say straight up, over here by Yisrael, it's one Lifnei, I'm being Machshel him in the Lav Lifnei, that's one Lifnei, I'm being Machshel him in that Lav, Mashenka by the guy, we don't have that. And therefore it's awesome. That should be a very simple Teretz of Tessus Kasha. It's not clear why he needs to add this. It sounds like he's saying something else. So that's our chin on Tysus. Why doesn't simply answer the by a yid your mitzvah on one lifnei iver? So I saw the stipler. He asked his kasha in Siman Dalid, and he asked why Tysus was myrich, and he ends up saying he seems to be saying that Tysus is good for saying this var. And the shum yisal tekal yadenu is trying to say even there is a lifnei iver even on isad rabbanah. Maybe he wants to put that into Tysus. The pashas lashon of Tysus is not mashm like that. So I don't know exactly what Tysus means. So if it means like the stipler, fine, but Lefi the Pasha Sadvar, I'm a little bit tzarchian. Why didn't he just answer Bipshitas that over here it's one Lifnei, not two Lifneis, because he's been Machshel in this Yisrael himself in the lab of Lifnei.